Greetings, Jude Omamegbe is my name, and your conversation starter for the midday morning programs, or mid-morning programs, rather. All right, so let's get straight into it, because we're talking about business and money and all those other shenanigans that come with it on this fine Thursday morning. It's cloudy this morning. It might rain. Boy, was it hot. In fact, if I won't bear... I won't bear all my frustrations until 10 o'clock when we talk about power. I'll just hold on. Now, you see, this morning, my first question for you as a Rivers resident who carries out business activities and who lives apparently in the land flowing with milk, oil, and dirty air. And no, this is not me painting Port Harcourt bad. This is not me trying to... What's that popular phrase I like to use? Is it sell short? Or... No, there's a particular phrase people like to use. Demarketing. Yes. No, not demarketing. Reverse it. No. Telling you as it is right now. It's a huge problem that people in this area have been with for the better part of a decade. Very, very vexing. But this morning, one of the trendy topics, or one of the trendy posts from yesterday, was that report from Budget, alleged from Budget. I'm really ignoring the one from Budget. I'm going back about 2-3 years ago, right, talking about the richest states in Nigeria, all right? So from then, from about 3-4 years ago till today, it's pretty much remained the same. If you remember, I think it was earlier on this year, we had the conversation as to foreign direct investment, you know, how we can get it back into River State after, you know, reading that report that not a lot of foreign direct investment came into in this jolly old state of ours. But here it is. Now, see where we are talking about. You see, top 10 list, obviously Lagos, number one, no hoo-ha there. Followed by jolly old River State, and then followed by the Federal Capital Territory. Then, interestingly, for 2024, this report here says Ogun State, right? In previous years, it used to be Lagos, Rivers, then Akwa Ibom State and Delta State, but now maybe because oil revenue, you know, it keeps fluctuating up, left, right, and center. But you see, in the latest report, right, particularly one from Budget that, you know, got everybody wagging a few days ago, right, like yesterday in particular. So you have Port Harcourt, right, and then somewhere between 5th and 7th position, right. In fact, after Port Harcourt on that list was Owerri, Imo State. And I'm like, what in the devil, heaven, seven demons, seven angels, and all the other host of all the supernaturals is going on there? So, my question to you is this, right? With this report saying that Lagos is still number one with approximately 651.2 billion, right, in terms of revenue, and River State, you know, Naira, by the way, is still number two. For perceived wealth, and this is an emotional question, so I'm not going to be that. I didn't invite any economics to. It's an emotional question for you. Knowing what you know now, that Imo State, Owerri, not too far from us, our next door neighbor, you can literally trek there, right? Apparently, it's just under about, what is it, 300 million. Perceived wealth less than River State that has all the oil wells. Are you impressed with the, in quote, wealth of River State? It's a very emotional question I'm asking this morning. If you ask the average Lagos person, they tell you, oh, you buy the richest state. Say yes now. We get them. Eh? Ekoni Baje. See, we have skyscrapers. We have this. We have that. Are you, as a Rivers person, it's very, like I said, it's a very emotional question. No time for jargons, GDP, OTP, all those, no, none of that.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see or hear it? Please do not make mention of it. Keep your comments civil. 0179230027. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. Like I said, it's a very emotional question I'm asking you this morning. All right, if you go online, check any reports right now, anyone, right? Tell me how it makes you feel that, in quote, the treasure base of the nation, right, is still just number two. Just number two. And when I say number two, I'm not saying that, oh, Lagos has maybe like maybe official, maybe like maybe 10 billion naira or 10 billion dollars or whatever, just more. No. It's a very wide, but it's almost as far as the east is from the west. That kind of disparity. Victor is in Rumukushi. Victor, good morning to you.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
You about the power report?
No, power is from 10 o'clock. Anything power is from 10 o'clock. Okay? Anything power, 10 o'clock. We are going to unfold this morning. So this power update is going to be very, very, very volatile. I can tell. It's already in my bones. All right. Good morning, Jude. As a Port Harcourt boy, I do not think I am happy that we are still number two after all these years. It's been said over and over and over again that we are still not living to the potential of this great state. It cannot be good that even Owerri that you mentioned is seemingly very close to us. I know they're happy. Well, what do you do? Really, what do you do? Once again, it's a very emotional question. I know this is not about envy or greed or, oh, I'm jealous of Lagos. No. Please, once again, listen to the question, right? Based off of these reports, if you don't believe our report, go online. There are several of them, all right? Go online, read them, right? Whether it's the IGR generated by each state or the amount of foreign direct investment, basically amounting to the wealth of a state. When they say some states have monies, this state is a rich state. Lagos, Rivers, then you now start to have anywhere between Akwa Ibom, Imo. I still can't believe Imo. This is no downer on Imo State. No, but if you look at the figures, right? Imo State is about from recent reports about 19.2. I'm going to share with you 19.2 something billion. River State is just half a million more, or half a billion rather, half a billion more. And you're like, how? Look around you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. Do you really feel like you are in a rich state? Do you?
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, 27 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. We're getting back to our conversations. And if you just join us this morning, I just stepped past to just look out the window. It is very dark. It's really cloudy. It looks like it's going to start pouring anytime soon. And when we were younger, we used to have this showers of blessing. You know, we used to sing very passionately as children. And no, it wasn't because it was dry season, but because we like to play in the rain. And then there was this euphemism that, you know, when the rain comes, it comes on everybody, giving everybody a chance to grow, because water would make the plants grow. So whether you are rich, whether you are poor, there is a chance during a rainy season for blessings to meet you. So I'm going to say that, you know, hopefully metaphysically, and hopefully trying to encourage and motivate anybody who's listening to us this morning, that whatever happens with this rain, whether it brings down poles or whatnot, it's still a chance for you to see blessings come your way. Now, whilst we're on that, take a look around you, wherever you are. If you have stayed or lived well enough in this city, in Port Harcourt, and in River State, generally speaking, would you say you feel like you are in a state that has money, a rich state? Maybe? Would you? Now, once again, I had the reports from 20, like I said, I have from 2022, 2020 down to 2024. Now, Lagos is still number one, 101 billion. This was 2022, by the way. Rivers came second, and recently Rivers is still second. But you see, the disparity between Rivers, Akwa Ibom, Imo, and Delta State is just about 3 billion. In fact, between Rivers and Imo State, back then, 2022, Rivers said by GDP had 19.72 billion. That's Rivers State, right? For Imo State, our neighbors here, just down the road, trek it. In fact, once you reach that, it's a poor roundabout. You can just start walking. Like 2 hours, you get there by leg. But if you take car, 15, 20 minutes. By the time you get to Mbize, you know, you see Futo. Bam, bam, you are in no worry. You know, no shaking. 19.02 billion. That's how much money they have as regarding GDP. But if you look at Lagos, yes, Lagos has slums. You know, Lagos has a lot of dirty areas. If you ever been to the quick areas in Lagos, you'll be like, what, people live like this? Yes. Yet, the average Lagosian feels they can tell that they're in a rich place. You know, when you see the tall skyscrapers, when you see the fashionable buildings, when you get to the fancy cars and the whatnot, we have flashy cars here and nice. Look, let me even be honest. I don't think in terms of architecture, like the lovely homes people like to build, I don't even think Port Harcourt has as many beautiful homes as Benin. That is a conversation for another day. But do you really feel like you are in a rich state? Do you? After all, this is the treasure base of a nation.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, Port Harcourt. With you on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, Zion is joining us this morning. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
This aspect of feeling is a state of the mind, though.
Exactly.
You know that.
That's why I said it's a very emotional question. It's a very emotional question.
A man can stay in one room, his wife and his three children, they are happy and comfortable. The wife will be expecting another baby. But there are other people living in the duplex every day, na enemy. Everything a quarrel. See the difference? The truth is, as for River State, yes, we can feel that sensation that we are in the city. This has to do with those who have traveled, not those who are just in one place waiting for rumor. If you have traveled out of Port Harcourt, you will appreciate Port Harcourt. I want to be honest to you. There are some state you be boto. If you say before you come into Port Harcourt, you need a visa, you need a paper to clear you.
Interesting.
We are traveling. We've seen how the former governor transcend Port Harcourt to another level, to a smart city. In every second, people are moving. But we live in this city, what are we doing? Can we advantage of the night life. Now there are street lights. 6 o'clock, what are you doing? We are waiting aliens to come and bring night life in Port Harcourt. It's not possible. It's in Lagos. I stand to be corrected. Lagos grow with propaganda. Do you know the crime rate going on in Lagos? They don't report it. But the ones here, they will report them. The newspapers were against us. The media were against us.
You feel the media was against Port Harcourt. Why? That's a very interesting question.
Do you know the kind of crime rate that is going on in Lagos? They don't report them. Do you know the snatching, the kidnapping, a lot of criminal activities? Okay, look at the early crisis we have in the Niger Delta region. I challenge anybody. There was nothing like a marginalization in the Niger Delta region. A few people were given money to cause problems in the Niger Delta region so that the companies can leave. They were paid to do that job, dirty job. To them, they thought they are fighting for supremacy. I challenge any of those agitators. Mention one that built the state of the art university or health center or a mass center from the agitation. Mention one. Just one. And yet they say, oh, we are fighting for the Niger Delta. Mention one that is paying the school fees. He went to Uniport. All of you are Niger Delta people are being from the agitation. I am paying your school fees for this year. Mention one. But they give them billions of naira. They are traveling abroad. We destroyed the air. But I want to assure them we are going to rebuild River State. Port Harcourt is like the capital city for all the Niger Delta region. Rivers, Bayelsa, Delta, and I think other states, we see River State as our capital city. And we are going to bring back nightlife. We'll go to Port Harcourt Township, we'll go to Diobu, we'll go to environment. I don't know, growing up as a child, there's a place normally called Beribabo. I don't know if you still remember. I can't locate that location now, but anybody that knows it will remind me. Beribabo used to be like a 24-hour economy. Every day people are in Beribabo. Yeah, in Port Harcourt. Businesses are flourishing. If you want to get job opportunity, go there. If you want a business, go there. It was a conglomerate of tribes from the region.
Okay, so but Zaya, before you were saying the nightlife is a big role to play in improving the economy. But once again, you know, like I said, this is a very emotional question. You feel that this place where you are right now has that air of a decent, rich, wealthy city. Hello, Zion.
All what that is needed
to
make here one of the rich environments we have the potentials. But we only need the knowledge. Most of the beach in Lagos is a private and community that built them all. It's not the Lagos State government too. Now come to River State, the Akasa region we are talking about where their school is Isaka. Every day people are complaining of Isaka. And people not in Isaka to grow the economy of Isaka. We are talking about the Yorokoto, a fishing settlement. Can the people of the Yorokoto make that place a festival? We talk about the Gungu Festival. Is it the federal government that built the Gungu Festival? It is a community, so we need knowledge. The kind of people we have in Port Harcourt now, I don't want to say they are not knowledgeable in the being a CTO.
But that's the thing. Okay, so let's agree with you. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm holding on here. But let's agree that, okay, it's not that there's no money in Port Harcourt, but it's the passion to develop the place. Let's agree. But even with that, isn't that then enough reason for people to say, compared to this other place, this city doesn't look as wealthy as it should be?
In this comparison, like I told you, has to do with the mindset. Do you know that there are environments in Port Harcourt, if you get to like in America? Do you know that there are smart event centers, large screen, AC, sound quality? Let's look at our musical industry, our entertainment industry. Port Harcourt produces the best. But what are we doing with the best? Look at our brother, Burna Boy. who's supposed to be living here, he abandoned us to Lagos.
See, abandoned.
That's the problem. Look at Timaya, that's supposed to be here. Those people, Asuma, K1, and the rest of them, they are in Lagos. They don't travel abroad. They only go there for holidays. Can Timaya relocate here and start doing party? Can Bonaboy come here and start doing shows to attract more people? Do you know that one show from Bonaboy can employ indirect or indirect employment for over 2,000 people, selling drinks, selling tickets, printing banner? Oh my goodness.
All right, thank you very much, Zion. All right, messages coming through now. Let's get to read them on WhatsApp 0090306416. 0090306416. Rivers money is only used for politics, so nothing concerning Rivers State with industrialization, job creation, etc. The moment an election ends, another campaign starts. San from Ahoda. Oh, that's not exactly true. We have the Transamani Industrial Area, let's be honest. All right, and those of you know that place very well, you probably have seen, you know, at least I know where it is, talking about the Independent Power Project, you know, so I know where it is in Transamani. And there's some manufacturing places around here in Port Harcourt. I know some people make ceiling boards in the city. Did you know that? You didn't know. But yes, there are. But does that still give you that sense? Let me explain. You see, when I've had friends who have traveled to Lagos, Abuja, and dare I even say Akwa Ibom, Uyo in particular, when they come back, they tell you that place looks affluent. Those places, yes, Lagos in particular has its good and bad sides. Everybody just, almost every movie these days, oh, it's Lagos Island, the Ikoyi Bridge. Almost every Nigerian movie, if you don't have the Ikoyi Bridge, you haven't seen anything. So it gives a sense of, it's an affluent place, it's a rich place. Hey, speaking to us from Olu Obasanjo. Hey, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey! Yo, Salubo. Hey, please call us back. Oh, no. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy. Hey, please call us back. I want to get to hear from you this morning. One Pop Promise says, are you for real? Port Harcourt does not have as many beautiful homes like Benin. My dear, you are not correct. Benin GRA is like Diobu. Really? You can't compare Benin to Port Harcourt in terms of infrastructure. But in terms of expensive phones and flashy cars, Benin comes first. Eh. Okay. Now, once again, I'm not saying Benin looks like a wealthier place than Port Harcourt. Once again, it's a very emotional question. Based off of the data, right? The GDP, the IGR that this state has, when you come around Port Harcourt, when you live in Port Harcourt, right? When you travel, like say you go down to Owerri or you go down to Uyo or you visit Calabar and you come back, are you impressed with the wealth reports of this state? That, okay, this place, they say we are worth $19 billion, right? Look around. Do you feel like you are in a place where the GDP is $19 billion? That's what I said. It's a very emotional question. I'm asking you, where are the money? No. As you are moving around River State, do you feel that way? And those of you who are in Benin, please, or visit Benin, please come to my defense. So maybe I'm wrong. Probably says that Port Harcourt has nicer homes, nicer looking homes. Yeah. Moke says, Mr. Ju, River State is rich, but the wealth is in the hands of very few individuals who are concerned about socioeconomic and political hegemony. The feeling of being in a rich state isn't really there. Moke says. Friday, speaking to us from Alu. Friday, good morning to you, please.
Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Jude, me, I'm not impressed though.
You're not?
Yes, at least I was born and raised here in River State. From Delta.
Okay.
I was opportune to represent River State 1999 on a program called Naki Fest 1999 at Abuja in my secondary school days. So, the 36th state, all the other states were there. There was something I observed. River States, you know, as a contingent, as a, you know, they went there late we went to Abuja late. When it was time for those to receive
the awards,
their persons that take care of the participants. So, River State was, people were fighting who will take care of River State as an attend to them.
Mm.
You know, River State was like, you know, everybody's like, this, like they are coming from abroad. You know?
The reputation was pretty good.
What is so special about River State?
Yeah.
Then at the time when River State now want to get to stage, the whole time of performance was jazz drama also. The international concert hall filled. Everybody wants to see River State.
Mm.
You know, so I've also traveled to Accra Home Office, and I observe when the people talk about it, Kwaibom, so for me, I saw something more better than Kwaibom.
So
what I observe in River State is that the politics is too much.
Okay, Friday, ignore politics. When you are in Alu, when you move around Alu and you go to GRA, you go to Woji, when you are in all those places, and a car, you know, do you feel like you're in a rich place? Are you impressed with the wealth?
Yes, but it is not enough.
It's not enough. Okay. Ida from Mukoro. Ida, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Fine. Does Mukoro feel like a rich place?
This topic is a very good topic this morning. My brother, now believe in politics and go fire and every other thing to make money. He said, back days when Utterly, when they are doing this canny reef, people are jubilating, selling something, people are gaining. Now, if you come back the road now, if they have a shoe, you see, our guests are coming out to sell things, you know, they are happy, they will have a place where they will stay. You see a lot of people. But I don't know. Our tourist center is here. I want to please the governor of River State to please that tourist center to come and renovate that place. So people can be doing shoes. So people from Lagos, other places can come to River State, can invest for River State. There are so many businesses, just like Zion said. It's true. But now we believe in politics, that politics will bring money. All those, this is, I think, you see people coming out selling their drinks. You see, when they do all those things, you don't see anything happening again. People are talking, they should please, all these things should please come together. To do story tender in their place. We have a very big territory pitch. I'm pleading the government of Tuvasi to please. And do you know what bring people together again? Ubomash. Government by local government. I'm telling you the truth now. You won't see APC, you won't see PDP, you won't see ALPA. Everyone coming together, they will be laughing. The government should please, you local government, all the local government should play competition. You see all these crises that they are doing now. This House of Assembly, this, that, all of them will come play together. From there, they will share their ideas. Please,
it's not a bad idea. It really isn't a bad idea talking about using sports to unify the people. It's not. But once again, is it reflecting the perception that you have of River State, the 19 point something billion that they say you are worth in terms of GDP? Does it? Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Are you impressed with the wealth reports of River State in terms of GDP? Oh, you guys are the second in the country. Do you feel like it? Do you have that same level of confidence as you would if, like, you were to visit another state? Does it feel like your street is a street where people have multi-millionaires? Bakel Jones says, how do you narrate a wealthy man with unemployed and starving children? Do you think he's actually wealthy? That's on Facebook, by the way. Fascinating. How do you make that comparison? Perception, Jude. That's what you are actually asking. And unfortunately, not a lot of people are understanding this. You see, in the US, people perceive that some states are wealthier, and by so doing, everything in that place becomes more expensive. There's an Uberness to those places. They may not be necessarily nicer to live in or have the better schools, but the perception is that that is the place where money has been made and can be made. Unfortunately, River State does not have this. Take it to the bank. More people will believe that they will make more millions if they were in Lagos or Abuja than they were in Port Harcourt. Perception. Thank you very much, Jason Isaac. Perception. So maybe that's what exactly I'm asking, right? How do you feel when you drive out, going down to Rumokoro, when you get to Wimpy, for example, when you navigate and you are somewhere in Elelewon, you know, or going to Port Harcourt Road, Port Harcourt Refinery Road? Yeah. Do you feel like this place embodies what a wealthy state, a wealthy region should be? Are you impressed? You know how some people feel, right? Okay, I'll use myself. The first time I visited Lagos, right? And we got to Victoria Island, and I got to look up and I saw that big bank building. You know, it was a very big building, has a bank logo on it. Years ago, I was like, what? I was in awe. Yeah, that's what we're asking. Charles is in Bunny. Charles, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Do you remember the music of Bob Marley that said, "In abundance of water, the soul is thirsty"? Imagine 23 local governments and no tangible investment from the state government in each of the local governments. Let me still narrow it to my local government, only local government, that is the third richest local government. If you come to Borno, you will not believe that this is Borno, that you have been hearing the ancient kingdom and the rest of the thing. People are still living in a thatched house, a roof that is leaking in Borno Island. And Borno Island is very close to the ocean. When I was young, we normally get fishing trawlers at MPA Jetty and East Jetty. As I'm talking to you, not even a canoe at a trawler. Meanwhile, this local government has a lot of money to invest into that business. Nobody is thinking to us that will generate revenue for us. When we are young, we have love food that conveyed from Port Harcourt to Borno, to and from. Where are those love food? As I'm talking to you, most of our communities are closing because people are leaving the community to the main town. There is no road. So we have governments in power that are not thinking. The only thing they are thinking is how to grab money to play federal politics, where they spend and burn the whole money they have saved for the state. Do you remember $1 billion every month for the River State? Where is the money? 70-something billion was quashed in 2 weeks. So our problem is with us. Until we call for a state meeting, where stakeholders will come and say, this is how we are supposed to grow. River State has been a state that even the colonies remembered till tomorrow. But we are still backward. So backward.
So you don't feel the wealth, you don't see the wealth around River State when you move around.
Which wealth?
Ouch.
What I'm saying in River State is individual development.
I see.
I not many residents. There are people who live, wake up and go and hustle.
Okay. Clement, speaking to us from NTA Road. Clement, good morning to you, please.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Joseph.
Good morning, Clement.
Okay. Your question,
people feel that there is money or there is wealth.
Yeah, if you're impressed with the wealth, with the reports, they say, okay, you guys are the second richest state in Nigeria. Do you feel it? Are you impressed with that report? Is it reflecting? But,
if it was in 2012, I would have believed that report. But for now, I don't know what is false, or I don't know the aspect that you've been judging.
GDP.
Good. My business is at least with business. And I must tell you that 80% of my funds are not using Port Harcourt, and my business is in Port Harcourt, thanks to the internet. Now, have I approached business in Port Harcourt? Yes. This is not going online. This is going physically to business place. In fact, I believe there is no school in JRA that I have not walked, I have not been to talk with a business owner, even when you are there. You see that the attendants are just sleeping and they've done that. Nothing is happening at all. There is no light, no blazing of generator. In fact, the cost of running a business alone, you see, somebody has said it now. You use almost 400K to power your business, and to pay your staff, it's not up to 150K. Now, look at where the overhead cost is going to be. How we say this judgment now comes to help
to
because the people that are saying more.
All right, I have to go on the break, but yeah, I think your view is pretty much understood.
Nigeria Info. We'll be back.
All right. Fascinating conversation and interesting views so far. Some comments are still dropping in. But we'll read one or two, okay? We'll go take on a break and then the news, and we would have Power Update coming up. Now, Confidence from Ozuzu, she says, I am not impressed over the situation of River State. Chai, the Garden City, now our politics of bitterness. Okay. All right, this one. Soki Fubara says, Port Harcourt City is one of the most developed cities in the south side of Nigeria. Been to a lot of states around the south and southeast. If PH is not rich, why do a lot of people still troop down to live here? Many infrastructure in River State, some other states do not have. Check out our state secretariat, our roads, educated people. People come to meet River's people to pay and live in their houses. So if PF is poor, will people come? Lots of things need to be done. Wished successive governments follow the development styles from the previous governor of the government of Datis Spieth. Interesting. We're not saying the city is poor, but for the amount that it's worth, does it look like it? Right? Does it look like it? Interesting. Okay, Port Harcourt is the second richest city in Nigeria, according to GDP. Ha ha ha. It's like saying bail is free in Nigeria, in Nigerian police stations. One compromise. Bail is free. Abba. Okay.